I have Aoife Flynn on the line with me now. She is a music programmer with The Model. Hi, Aoife.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. So how long has the festival been running?
Well, the festival has been running since 2000, and it originally started as a composition competition for new music. So originally, people would create new pieces of music that would then be premiered in Sligo. And then it's developed into a full festival over the years, and the current artistic director, Ian Wilson, is a composer that lives nearby, and he has been the director for the last 4 years.
So the name of it there, we never actually mentioned, was Sligo New Music Festival, that's correct?
That's right, it's Sligo New Music Festival.
When is this one taking place?
So it's taking place next weekend. It opens on Friday the 16th of April, and then it runs through until Sunday the 18th.
Some of our listeners may not be familiar with the genre there. What exactly is new music?
Well, new music often refers to, I suppose, a new type of classical music. So what people would think of as classical music, but obviously that's music that's made a long time ago. So with new music, it's contemporary music that's been written generally in the last 50 years. So it would be the sort of instruments that people would be familiar with from sort of classical concerts. And then with this one this year, we have quite a number of people playing with saxophone and playing with guitar. So there'll be quite a range in terms of the instruments. In the program that we have over the weekend, it's all instrumental, so there's no voice.
So who will be performing this year?
We have two groups and a couple of solo performers. So the guest ensemble is the Smith Quartet, and those are based in the UK, and they'll be coming straight over from London for the festival for the weekend. And then we've another group called Morla, who are an Irish group, and that's made up of Sean Ogue and Simon German, and Sean and Simon will both be performing solo as well.
Am I right in saying that Gavin Bryars is to take part?
Well, Gavin Bryars is the featured composer, and we're very lucky that he's agreed to come to Sligo to hear his work being performed over that particular weekend. Mm-hmm. So we would generally, with this festival, we would pick a particular composer whose work we would sort of feature in the most part, and in this instance it's Gavin Bryars, and he will be coming over to hear his work being performed, and he's also going to give a public discussion about his work, and that's on the Saturday the 17th at 3:30 p.m. He's going to do a public interview because Gavin has been making music for a very long time, and he's going to come and talk about the range of his work.
Yeah, I first discovered him when someone told me about Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet, and I was listening away to it there on the internet. Yeah, it's a brilliant piece. All right, do you know the story behind that?
Yeah, it's an incredible piece, that, and the one that people are often familiar with is a collaboration he did with Tom Waits, where Tom Waits brought his vocals to the piece. But it was based on some recording that Gavin was doing with a friend who was making film documentary in the UK, and they were filming sort of street sounds, and they came across a tramp, and a lot of the time people refer to him as a wino. Actually, he was a teetotaler, but he was a tramp that was singing a religious song called Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet, and they could never find the provenance of the song, but they recorded him, and then one day when Gavin played the recording back, he realized it was in tune perfectly with his piano, so he created a piece of music, you know, based on the tramp singing.
Yeah.
And then he orchestrated a whole piece of music around that, and so that's where it would have come from originally. And it's a very, yeah, if you've heard it, it's a really beautiful, very,
it's very touching. All right, yeah. There's also his I think it was his first piece, The Sinking of the Titanic.
Yeah, that's a very special piece, and we're delighted to be having that in Sligo. It's based on the Titanic, that, you know, that people would know, the luxury liner,
yeah.
And it's more about the story of that particular piece. So he was interested in the notion of the band that kept playing as the Titanic famously sunk. So he was thinking about, you know, in practical terms, how would that actually sound if those instruments were to continue to play underwater? And, mm-hmm. you know, he took reports of people, you know, claiming that that's what happened. So he created a piece of music that is based around the ideas of them playing underwater, and then some recordings of some of the survivors talking about the Titanic and some of their family members. So there's a number of sounds that go on that the ensemble will be playing to that give you an idea of the atmosphere and the notion of the Titanic.
Yeah, he's very good at that. All right. And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are, they range, so the opening concert, which is in our atrium space, that's probably the most expensive. Those tickets are €20 and €18 because we've very limited space for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the tickets range from €12 to €15.
Great, Aoife. And where can we find more information on the event?
If you go to our new website, which is www.themodel.ie, so that's themodel.ie,